The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Welcome, dear little morbid monsters, to this week's Terror Tale. Tonight's story is about a young boy who imagines there's a hideous monster lurking in the darkness in a lonesome place in his neighborhood. Without further ado, I call this one The Dark and Lonely Road.
Every night, you sit there in the comfort and safety of your home. But you have no idea what's going on outside in the darkness. Not far from your home, there is a dark and lonely place. You may not know about it, but it's there. And all over the country in small towns and cities, there are so many of these dark and lonely places. When I was a young boy, I lived in a small town. Johnny Craig lived across the street from me. I was friends with his big brother. He was just a baby then. I saw him growing up, but I never paid much attention to him. Sometimes in the evening, my mother would send me out to the local store to buy a carton of milk or a bag of sugar. On the way to the stop, I had to pass a long, dark stretch of road. During the day, it was just a shady place lined with old trees and vacant lots where nothing had been built and nothing was ever going to be built. I was never afraid of it by day, but at night, it was a different place, a lonesome place, a place of darkness and strangeness, a place of terror and fear. There were no houses nearby, no street lights. It was pitch black as black could be, dark as the deepest night. Tall trees blocked the moon and stars, casting the long shadows across the road. Whenever you had to go that way, you walked slower and slower. It was like stepping in a dark tunnel. Behind you were the lights of houses, the sound of cars, and people walking along the sidewalk. Ahead of you, there was just a long, lonely stretch of darkness in which anything could be lurking. Anything at all. And every time I had to pass through that place at night, I would dread it. I kept hoping someone would come along, so I wouldn't have to walk it alone. But nobody ever came. As I walked along the stretch of dark road, I kept my eyes fixed on the trees, half expecting to see something or someone lurking there in the darkness. Perhaps it was the boogeyman. My mother had often told me about the boogeyman and how he waited in dark places for boys and girls who strayed away from the path. Perhaps it was a child predator. My mother had warned me about the evil men who tried to lure children with promises of candy and puppy dogs. Perhaps it was something else. Something worse. Out of the corner of my eye, I would catch glimpses of misshapen figures crouching there in the pitch black, waiting for the moment when they would burst forward and pounce on me. Then, in that silent and isolated area, they would begin tearing me apart and rending me and doing unspeakable things to me, and nobody would ever see me again. I'm not sure what I expected to see lurking in that lonely place at night. My imagination always got the better of me. In my mind, it was a hideous creature, somewhere between an animal and a man. It had long, spindly limbs and huge, sharp claws. It had wet, slimy skin and eyes that burned like fire. I imagined it hiding in the branches of those old trees, dropping down without a sound and stalking the unwary boys and girls who pass along on the dark and lonely road at night. One night, it almost got me. I was walking down the lonely road and all of a sudden there wasn't any light up ahead. That's when I knew it was coming. I could just feel it waiting there in the darkness. I started running, desperately to get away, but I could feel it behind me. It was gaining on me. I could feel the breath on the back of my neck. I ran as fast as I could. I ran until I thought my heart would burst. It almost had me on its clutches, but I managed to get away. When I got back safely to my home, looked at myself in the mirror, and there was a long, jagged rip in the back of my shirt, as if a sharp claw had tried to grab me, just missing me by an inch. That scared me. That scared me real bad. And afterwards, I hated going down that lonely road more than ever. Some night I might not come back, I warned my mother. She just laughed and told me not to be silly. There's something out there in the dark, I told her.
There's nothing there in the dark that isn't there in the light,
she assured me. What do adults know about the world? Grown-ups think they know everything. They place their trust in what they read. They only read what is reported in the newspapers and on TV. They drive around in their cars. They never walk alone anywhere at night. They don't know what goes on out there in the dark. In the wretched, lonely places where there's no light shines and the darkness hangs like a cloud on the ground. The birds never sing. I knew they wouldn't believe me. I knew there was nothing I could say to convince them that something or someone lived out there amongst those trees on that dark and lonely stretch of road. As I grew older, I gradually forgot about that lonely road. I got taller, I went to high school, I started playing football, I learned to drive, and I started dating girls. The years passed by, and somehow I forgot about the thing that lurked in the darkness. The memory of it still remained in a distant corner of my mind, but it was a memory locked away in my childhood. The years passed by, but I never thought about the other kids who had to walk down that dark and lonely road at night. 3 days ago, Johnny Craig went missing. He lived across the street from me. I was friends with his big brother. He was just a baby then, and I saw him growing up, but I never paid much attention to him. Not until he went missing. They found him in the trees on that dark and lonely stretch of road. His body was torn and ripped and crushed, almost beyond recognition. The police said he must have been mauled by some kind of animal. The moment I heard it, I knew what happened. Johnny Craig had been murdered by the thing my childhood fears had created. The thing I had conjured up in my imagination. I had left it on that dark and lonely stretch of road. I had left it there to wait for some scared little boy who happened to be walking home one dark night. And the little boy who couldn't run as fast as I could run. And after that, the town cut down all the trees and put up streetlights. That stretch of road isn't dark and lonely anymore. The thing that lurked there is gone now. It's gone somewhere else. Where the people are unsuspecting. To some other small town. A small town like yours. Where it will wait again. Just as it did here. It will wait for some frightened little boy or girl to come along. It's only a matter of time.
Ah, have you ever walked down a creepy road and heard something strange? Maybe it was a rabbit. Maybe it was a squirrel. Or maybe it was this monster staring at you. Doesn't that just put a tingle in your spine, eh, kiddos? Why wouldn't the ghost cross the road? Because he had no guts! Oh, yes, stop it! Everyone's a critic. That's all the time we have for this week, little fiends. Follow me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more spooky fun. Until next week, kiddos, remember to stay creepy.